Welcome back to the Quick Reflection Series. I'm IR Him. I want to introduce one of our beloved brothers, a great, great brother, Iskander Yusuf, who will be doing part three. Enjoy.
Assalamu alaikum to all my Muslims and peace to everybody else. My name is Iskander Yusuf. Firstly, shout out to these brothers on the Spilt Milk podcast. Y'all are doing some great work. And I appreciate you all asking me to come and give a Ramadan reminder. Anytime I'm asked to give some talk, workshop, facilitation, etc., it's something I'm deeply honored by and humbled by any request. As we are in these last few days of Ramadan and approaching the end, firstly, may Allah accept our fast and allow us to become both better Muslims and people. Those things are not mutually exclusive. You know, becoming a better Muslim really should mean that we are becoming better people holistically. You know, better father, better mother, better husband, better wife, better uncle, better aunt, better brother, sister, son, daughter, etc., so on and so forth. You know, it really should be making us become a benefit towards all people, every society, and all living things on earth, specifically as we follow the footsteps of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was a mercy for all the worlds, both mankind and jinn. You know, the topic that I would like to focus on is how we as Muslims really should never belittle any good deed that we do. This topic is simply of the utmost importance to me, firstly, because whenever I think of giving advice, what I think primarily is, what do or did I need as a helpful reminder? And that's how I like to frame my advice. So, you know, I'm not necessarily proud to admit that, one, I was a Ramadan Muslim at the time, meaning that, you know, Ramadan for me would be a time where I'd maybe cut off all haram ties, actions, you know, and become strictly a devout Muslim. You know, and then after the conclusion of Ramadan, right, it would slowly, after the month would end, I would fade back into darkness, right? Thinking that maybe my good deeds don't matter because I'm doing all these bad things anyways. So subhanAllah, this attitude is one that is heavily influenced by the whispers of shaitan. You know, and as Allah tells us, you know, we as human beings, we were created weak, right? Like, we are bound for mistakes. We are bound for shortcomings. We are bound to be making failures. However, what specifically differentiates us as a believer is the admission of those shortcomings, those mistakes, and those failures, right? And those bad deeds that we all have done, you know, and that differential part of seeking forgiveness for those actions. That is what differentiates us. You know, and as we are approaching this end of Ramadan, what we need to understand is that we need to understand that it is not simply sustainable to continue the same level of practice throughout the year. I don't say that as a discouragement, but we need to be real with ourselves. This is an extremely special month. Worship has become more easier this month than it is any time throughout the year. Right? However, the most important aspect, right? The most important aspect is that we hold on to, even if it is a small fraction. You know, everyone is at different levels, and that will look different for everybody at the end of this month. You know, some struggle with making the five prayers. Some struggle with, you know, substance abuse. Some struggle with zina and all the different types of issues and major and minor sins that we have. You know, this concept, right, of belittling good deeds, it doesn't allow us to grow in a scaffolded manner. What I mean, right, is that, what I mean by that is that there's multiple stages of development as humans, you know. And we need to grow confidence in our practice and whatever that is that we do. You know, for example, if I'm a ball player, if I play basketball and I keep missing shots, I need an easy bucket to get me going. You know, I need a layup. I need to see the ball go through the hoop. I need to build that confidence to get my game going. And all that comes from small wins. You know, you build on those small wins to get big gains. That is what it's about. You know, and I'm paraphrasing, but our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told us, do not disdain a good deed, even if it is meeting your Muslim brother with a smile. Like, subhanallah. We really need to think deeply about these concepts and apply them. Right? And as we apply these concepts, we'll begin to slowly taper off some of the bad deeds that we may have been doing. You know, and Allah will take us from darkness into lightness. You know, and that the stages of development is important, extremely important concept in Islam. Right? For instance, if I'm an individual struggling with my daily prayers, right? This week, let me pray Dhuhr and ask Allah for forgiveness for my own shortcomings. And then next week, inshallah, at Dhuhr and Asr. And then the next week, inshallah, at Dhuhr, Asr, and Maghrib. And so on and so on and so forth until you get there. Right? And then asking Allah for those shortcomings. Right? But we have to put that trust in Allah to be able to lead us to light. Because He is the source of light. And do not belittle the good actions that we have been doing. You know, and then building off of them are extremely important. You know, this concept really of belittling good deeds, it destroys us. It destroys our confidence as Muslims and allows us to become overpowered by the whispers of shaitan. You know, as we leave Ramadan this year, like do not belittle your actions this month. Don't slip back into the same dark practices thinking that you cannot become a better Muslim. And begin to taper off that. And if you do slip into those dark practices, then ask Allah's forgiveness and come right back. And continue to come right back until you get it right. And stay on that path. You know, get your small wins. Build that confidence. And ask Allah for forgiveness. You know, and if I have said anything wrong or anything incorrectly or negatively, it's only from shaitan in my own soul. And anything good is strictly from the words of Allah and only from Allah, the source of all, the one whom we will all come back to. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.